Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, there lived a little country girl, the prettiest creature who was ever seen. Her mother had a little red riding hood made for her. Everybody called her Little Red Riding Hood. One day her mother said to her, "Go, my dear, and see how your grandmother is doing, for I hear she has been very ill." Little Red Riding Hood set out immediately. As she was going through the wood, she met with a wolf. He asked her where she was going.
"I'm going to see my grandmother."
"Does she live far off?"
said the wolf. "It is beyond that mill you see there." It was not long before the wolf arrived at the old woman's house. He knocked at the door. Tap, tap, tap.
"Who's there?"
"Your grandchild, Little Red Riding Hood," replied the wolf, faking her voice.
The good grandmother cried out,
"Pull the string and the latch will go up."
The wolf pulled the string in and the door opened. And then he immediately fell upon the good woman and ate her up in a moment. He then shut the door and got into the grandmother's bed, expecting Little Red Riding Hood, who came some time afterwards and knocked at the door. Tap, tap, tap.
"Who's there?"
said the wolf.
"It is your grandchild, Little Red Riding Hood,"
the wolf cried out to her.
"Pull the string and the latch will go up."
Little Red Riding Hood pulled the string and the door opened.
"Grandmother, what big arms you've got."
"All the better to hug you with, my dear."
"Grandmother, what big ears you have."
"All the better to hear you with, my child."
"Grandmother, what big eyes you've got."
"All the better to see you with, my child."
"And grandmother, what big teeth you've got."
"All the better to eat you up with."
Fortunately, a hunter was passing nearby the hut. He heard the wolf and recognized him right away. He ran over to the window. He took a good aim, and that was the end of the wolf.